Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sister, and welcome to another episode. I'm your girl, Em, and I am pumped to be with you today to talk about something that is so near and dear to my heart, and that is glow. If you are new around here and you have no idea what that means, stick around. We're going to go from start to finish all about glow and where God is glowing in your life and where He wants you to glow and what this means. So let's back up the truck a little bit. And those that are new around here, we're going to introduce you to glow. We're going to talk about what this term means, how we got here, and all the things. So buckle up, buttercup. Here we glow. Okay, so last year, I was given the acronym for GLOW. It was right before I had a really tough time. I call it a life bomb that hit me. And I remember before that God gave me a vision of all these women walking around like little glow sticks of their light that was just shining so brightly for the Lord. And I also remember hearing a word from a friend who attended a conference by our pastor that he had the same vision. He said, everyone's walking around, they're breaking, they're shaking, and they're lighting up. And after my life bomb, I got the acronym of Go Light Our World. I didn't know the weight that it held until I went through my life bomb moment and I recognized the depth of God's calling on our life. After this life bomb, I truly believe that this was the moment I recognized that I was broken. That I truly recognized that God was the ultimate healer because He was the absolute only thing that I could cling to that would understand me and that got me through that extremely difficult time in my life. I remember distinctly walking through the grocery store, not a grocery store, but walking through a store, and I was just broken, you guys. Like, I could not stop sobbing, but life had to go on. Like, life, you know, life does not stop even when life happens. And so I remember, like, just moving my little cart and getting school supplies for our kids, and we're all together, and I just looked around and I saw everybody that was around me in a completely different lens of seeing, oh my gosh, all of these people are broken. Like, we're all walking around in our brokenness and we have no clue. I have no clue if there's broken homes or divorces or losses or triumphs even going on around me. And it just gave me this whole new perspective to see brokenness around me, at the same time understanding that God sent his son to die for my brokenness to be healed. So I no longer claim that I am broken because I stand victorious for what God has done in my life. So now I can glow in Jesus' name because he took my brokenness and gave his only son so that I can live a life of freedom for eternity. And my eternity is now. It is not wait until I reach the gates of heaven. My eternity and your eternity is available for us to start living out today. So I pray that that empowers someone that needs to hear that God sent his son for you so that you can go live, not for you to be broken. I'm not saying you're not broken. I'm saying that you can choose to stand victorious despite your brokenness in this fallen world. So now it's time for us to glow. And after that moment, that life bomb, I really understood this whole acronym and this whole vision that God gave me of these glow sticks. Because my sister, if you know a glow stick, if you're like your girl and you grew up in the 90s and that was the thing and neon was awesome and we all had glow in the dark t-shirts and the stars on the ceilings, all the thing, right? That in order for that glow stick to fully function, it must be broken and it must be shaken. So I don't know about you, but I have been broken and I have been shaken vigorously in my life, and it's for purpose. Your testimony, your talents, your treasures, your giftings that God has given you is meant to light up the world around you. Your giftings, your talents, your treasures, everything that God has inside of you is meant for you to light up the worlds around you. So this acronym is Go Light Our World. Go Light Our World. Now that sounds fun, and it sounds transformational, and it sounds like who wouldn't want to go light our world? But can I ask you when the last time was that you went and lit up somebody's world? When was the last time that you had a conversation with someone and they said, wow, you are such a light. You brought so much perspective shift for me. You changed my life. You are the light of my day. You made me smile. When was the last time that you lit up a room with your presence, with God's presence living inside of you, I should say? Because it's not us that lights up a room. It's the oil that's inside of us that's given to us by God. It's the anointing that he has on our lives that causes the atmosphere to shift when we walk into a room. And that is Jesus Christ living inside of your vessel that is required for you to activate, for you to glow and be on commission for him. So, go light our world. I broke this down. If you want to know more and you want to activate the light that's inside of you, check our show notes for the glow guide. It's a 5-day email series. It will help walk you through each one of these acronyms for you to go and activate. We also have a course that dives deeper into each one of these, and it comes with a coaching call with me so we can get you down and gritty and discover this light and activate you to go. Because the first letter is go, and we'll touch on that more at the end because that's the commission, but that's the action that's required of us. The L is our light, and a lot of people don't necessarily know what this is, and this is great because you have the opportunity to go and discover what is living inside of you that God wants to crack open and burst open this amazing light that is meant for you to go and shine. Have you ever been walking down a street or in your neighborhood or step into a room and you just see this light beam of a person? And you're like, wow, I want what she has. Maybe you've been to an organization or a conference or some sort of an event, and you see someone up on stage, and you're like, man, she is fantastic. I want whatever she is drinking, eating, consuming. I want all of it. That I call the Holy Spirit living inside of someone. And you have access to that just as much as that person that you've witnessed walking in it. You just get to activate it. And it's when we're living in full alignment with who God is in us and what He's called us to do, is when that light starts to grow brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. So if you don't know your light, I suggest to go and download this guide so you can discover. We give you some tips in there of making a list of all your talents, of everything that you know that you are good at, that you like to do. And I'm not saying, you guys, that this has to be like super prim and proper. Maybe you're really good at connecting with people. Maybe you're really good at encouraging people. That's one of my superpowers. What are your giftings that you've activated? Maybe it's leadership. Maybe it is discernment, right? So go write all these down. If you do not know, if you are so close to yourself that there's a veil here, you can't lift it up, go ask the five closest people to you and say, hey, I am discovering my light. I'm discovering what God has inside of me. And I would love for you to help me. Can you tell me some things that you see inside of me that light up a room that you think I'm really good at? It's also taking a navigation or inventory of what people recognize in you. Maybe you create things and people think, oh my gosh, she is so good at X, Y, and Z. Or maybe you're praying and someone says, man, I wish you could pray for me every day. Taking inventory of compliments that people give you also will help you identify your light. Now, moving forward to our is community. And you, if you know me and if you know Fueled by Faith, you know that community is big to us because your light, one, needs to be nurtured. And it's important who is surrounding that light, whether it gets brighter or if it dims, right? And you cannot make impact if your light is being dimmed. So it's important for you to recognize who and what environments are contributing to your light and who and what environments are dimming your light. And this will help you ignite it even more. Then going on to world, this is super important because yes, community and being impacted by that, but girl, we want more. We want to make kingdom impact. And when we define our light, we walk in our light in community with other women doing the same, that is fanning our flame, that converts to kingdom impact. Because we're not here just to shine our light. We're here to shine our light to get people to the kingdom, for people to operate in their internal giftings, for people to see that God has them for purpose, on purpose today. That it's not just heaven that awaits them, it's their eternity today that awaits them. They can be living in freedom today. Your 2 minutes of discomfort of activating your light or talking to other people about your light or going and being the church, the hands and feet of God, could be someone's eternal salvation. Your 2 minutes of discomfort could be redeeming someone's salvation. So, Next is the action part, and this is go. God in his word did not say, all right, now that you know this, my disciples, I want you to stay put, don't say a word, and just see how things work out. No, he said, go and tell. Go and tell. And what more beautiful way can you share the gospel with someone than living out the giftings and utilizing the giftings that you've had as that as a conversation starter, instead of going up to someone and preaching the gospel where they might not even know Jesus, and that could be overwhelming. Someone will start a conversation with you and your gifts of, hey, how did you learn how to do this? How long have you been speaking? How long have you been making these things? And using that as a stepping stone to get people and to recognize that these are the giftings that God has given you to shine your light. It is time, my sister, to glow. We are in a season of establishing and not just stepping into, but establishing who God has called you to be. That means unapologetically being so out there with your faith and who he has made you to be. And I'm not saying we got to be loud about it. I'm saying we have to be positioned to start sharing the gospel with how God has allowed us to. And there's a way to be radical and meek. There's a way to share the gospel and to amplify the kingdom and expand the kingdom without jumping down someone's throat. And what I'm trying to get at is that this is a beautiful way by shining your light and letting people see that you're not just this happy person, you're not just this positive person. You're actually a human being that chooses to live in freedom that Jesus died for. And this is just so happens to be what it looks like for you to live that out. So if you're interested to learn how to glow, if you're interested in what it looks like to dive into your giftings and discover your light or even amplify it, I encourage you to go to our show notes and download the Glow Guide that will get you into the guide. And then it also will give you like a 5-day email series that breaks down each letter even more in depth, and also access to our course if you want to dive in a little bit deeper to Glow. And as always, we encourage you to keep glowing, keep shining, and keep encouraging, equipping, and empowering other women to go light our world for Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.